January 1st, 2012 is the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm in Pedro, but I'm not at the Love Grotto. Not Brother Matt's Love Grotto, Italia's Love Grotto, which is the other end of Pedro, still Pedro. But Brother Matt went to that health thing he was talking about for a week. And so Italia's been so kind to let me do the show with her. Host me, the hostess with the mostess. We started off with John Coltrane doing Feeling Good. And then Cicada Welcoming by Sawako. Cicadas, they call them semis over there. And they're loud. They're intense. They're these bugs that live in the ground a long time. And then they come up for a little bit to have babies and stuff. And they have these songs that, you know, it sounds like power tools. Yeah. They're incredible. They make crickets.
It can be beautiful, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but they're intense. They make crickets sound like church mice.
And they're in Central America. They're really iridescent and beautiful. I haven't seen any in America.
Really? Uh-huh. The U.S. has them in the Midwest. There's 9-year ones, 12-year ones. You know, it depends how long they stay in. But they look weird, like hornets.
In Central America, they're iridescent, like rainbow colors.
Yeah, beautiful. But the actual creature looks pretty trippy, man. I mean,
yeah,
it's bulgy eyes, and it molts, too. It comes out of its thing, you know, the way insects do. It's something else. So, they don't look like grasshoppers. They look trippy, but they're kind of like that. Let's see, New Year's. It's the first day of the year.
Happy New Year.
And for the second year in a row, I didn't do polar bear swim because of fear of my rodilla.
Mm-hmm.
My knee, it's getting better, and all I need to do is step wrong or take a wave. So I really was going to do it, and then the last moment, I was down there, I was taking pictures of the sunrise. We had heavy fog this
morning.
Wow. But the sun came out and was great orange
beautiful
light
day
to bathe in. Yeah, it's gotten to the 70s. It's incredible here with the weather. So, very nice beginning to 2012. You know, we have that song, Feeling Good, that we started with, the John Coltrane version. You heard a version of that song a long time ago, covered by
Carmen McRae.
Yeah.
It inspired me so much. I knew I had to do my own version.
Right, right. And so, I kind of helped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you helped me too, because, it was a proj to get me going on the stand-up bass, because it was such a beast on me, but we put together a band called Lil Pit. When was that, 95?
Yeah, 95.
1995, so it's been a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Steve Perkins to play drums, and Leo Chelyapov to do clarinet, and we went into this, what was it, Birdhouse Studio?
Crazy Bird.
and Montebello. And those two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
God, I can't remember.
Reyes
Brothers, yeah, that's right. Hermanos Reyes.
Uh-huh.
Great cats. And we recorded a single for Kill Rock Stars, and one side was Feeling Good. The other one was
Sometimes I'm Happy.
Right. And anyway, I got from the Red Vinyl digital version here.
Nice.
Of... So we can play it. I put it over to a thing so we could hear it. Watt from Pedro show. This is me and Talia.
Bird flying high, you know what I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Feeling running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know what I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life in the sun. You know what I mean. Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean. Sleep in peace when the day is done. That's what I mean. And this
Jesus. everybody. The second verse is the same as the fucking first. It's not that hard. I already sung it to you once, so hopefully you should be able to sing along with me now. Come on, everyone. Let's sing the brand new New Year's song. And now this year has come and gone. A new one's on the way. Where does the time go, my sweet love? This year was so cray-cray. But now's the time to celebrate. Behold, a brand new year. Thank Jesus that we have made it through and that we all are here. That's what I'm talking about. And now here it is again with some hip-hop flavors. That's right, drop that shit, stupid. What? Yes. And now this year has come and gone. A new one's on the way. Where does the time go, my sweet love? This year was so cray-cray, yo. But now's the time to celebrate. Behold, a brand new year. Thank Jesus that we made it through. And that, yo, we all are here. But on the reels, yo, Happy New Year's. That's to everyone. I'm sending all of my sweet love and wishes to everyone and all animals in the next year. A blessed year, I hope everyone has. Are we done recording? Jesus, my feet are killing me. What do you say we go get some matzo balls wrapped in bacon? I thought you said this thing was off!
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy, happy, happy New Year! Hope you have a great year. Hope you have a great year. Do something fun. Do something different. Try new things. Have a great year. Have a great year. Have some fun. Do something different. Make it a year to remember. Year. Year. Happy New Year. Make it a year to remember. Remember. This coming year, make it a year to remember. Do something different. Do something fun. Move forward. Do something fun. And have a great year. Have a great year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Do something fun. Do something different. Make it a great, great, great year. Make it a new Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. You have a great year.
Sawat from Pedro show. It's okay. There's Neko and Wonko here, but they're no trouble. I think more trouble if you bother them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We heard some New Year's-y stuff after Feeling Good by Lil Pitt, of course, started off. And then we heard the new Happy New Year song by Randall. And then Happy New Year's by Ray Sight. And then Jock Jams, Volume 4 by The Littlest Viking. I think they're from Long Beach. I don't know where those other cats are from. After that, we had Narovchenia. And my Serbo Croatian, not so good. By Disciplina Kichman. They're from Belgrade. So is the next band, PNDC, and they collaborate with Bunny and the Electric Horsemen to do Lord of the Idiots. And then finally we had Daughter by Sheila and Talia, which is Talia right here, half of it. And you just did this, right?
Yeah, that was just actually a rough recording. We're going to do it over, and you're going to play bass on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a song
she wrote. Like there is bass.
Yeah, okay. I put bass line on it, but it's really not very good.
So well, this is the rough demo version, yeah, but it's for niece?
For her baby niece, Kennedy, the baby of the family, and she's very special, and Sheila wanted to write the song for her, and I helped her. We collaborated together.
Oh, that's great.
And recorded it here in my living room.
That's great. I got a request to play something. From Bobby Ho, who was the drummer of this next band, Underpants. No. It's Tom Watson's band. Scott Sigler was on the bass. Tom Watson from My Missing Man. Oh, I'm going to play Friday.
Mm.
Yeah, I haven't done
with
a gig.
Them?
Yeah, in a Redwood.
Underpants?
No.
With Missing Men?
Yeah, Third Opera.
Nice.
Redwood Cafe. No, Redwood Bar and Grill. Cafe down 2nd Street and Hill, downtown Los Angeles. But anyway, this band with Bobby Ho, Scott Ziegler, and Tom Watson, Overpass.
I might not be right. it's all I've got going for me. Stick with what you know. Your mind will make it so. If you stick with what you know, your mind will make it so.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. You just heard Sassafras. That's Sailor Alexander from Redondo Beach, his new band. And they did State of Mind. Before that, Proverbs Collection La Roshu Fuko by Wakine. And ahead of that was Golden Blonde, the new mix from Dirty Beaches. Hard Mouse number 2, something live from the Ludes, Tokyo punk band. I think that was 86, 85 recorded. And we started with Underpants, Overpass, doing some song. No, no disrespect. Yeah, I'm going to do third opera Friday with I think the Sassafras bass player is with Crawl Space. That's who's on the bill with us. I found a list of resolutions. It's actually from his little diary, his little own notebook, Mr. Woody Guthrie. In 1942, 70 years ago, he made a list of New Year's resolutions. Since this is the day when people put goals, what they want to do, Mr. Woody Guthrie has 33 of them here. Talia, would you read them?
Sure. New Year's Rulings. Number 1, work more and better. Number 2, work by a schedule. Number 3, wash teeth if any. Number 4, shave. Number 5, take bath. Number 6, eat good, fruit, vegetables, milk. 7, drink very scant if any. 8, write a song a day. Number 9, wear clean clothes, look good. Number 10, shine shoes. Number 11, change socks. Number 12, change bedclothes often. Number 13, read lots good books. Number 14, listen to radio a lot. Number 15, learn people better. 16, keep Rancho clean. 17, don't get lonesome. 18, stay glad. Number 19, keep hoping machine running. Number 20, dream good. Number 21, bank all extra money. Number 22, save dough. 23, have company but don't waste time. Number 24, send Mary and kids money. Number 25, play and sing good. 26, dance better. 27, help win war, beat fascism. Number 28, love mama. 29, love papa. 30, love Pete. 31, love everybody. 32, make up your mind. 33, wake up and fight. I love the drawings that are good with it.
His hands right, he's pretty good too. People out there might not know who Mr. Woody Guthrie was. He was a U.S. songwriter and singer, guitar player around the 30s and 40s. And he wrote many songs. Some of his more famous ones is like If I Had a Hammer and This Land Is Your Land. And a whole bunch, buttload. And he was quite a guy. And I think 70 years later, even though a lot of stuff has changed, I think a lot of this is still valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Keep hoping machine running. The hoping machine.
Dance better.
Yeah. Wash teeth if any.
Words to live by.
Yeah, they're great, you know. And to see that in his own hand, too. So, yeah, he made a big buttload, but even if you just got a couple, I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and get this knee stronger. Got a lot of music I want to get done. Oh, we're at the end of the first hour of the January 1st, 2012 edition of Watt from Pedro Show. Hang tight for hour two. January 1st, 2012. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Get your cream.
Sawat from Pedro show. Start off the second hour with some dance stuff because, Brother Matt being away and no spin cycle, I thought we could compensate a little bit. So started off with Boris doing Attention Please, a live version. Then Fuck Off by Boris Brejcha. And then finally War Dance from the original single by Killing Joke. I saw that tour when they played the Whiskey here. They were a trip. Later on, they'd be big influence.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know them. They were so trippy. The bass player looked exactly like Sid Vicious.
Mm.
Guitar looked kind of rockabilly. The organ guy, had paint in his face or something. Yeah, kind of trippy. This next band, I like their name. They're called The Boats. From Pedro Show. Yeah, started with the boats. This band's from England. There must be a lot of boats, but this boat's trippy kind of stuff. Kind of dancey, I guess. And then we heard Biblical Proof of UFOs with Country Song. I think they're Ohio people who moved out here to SoCal. Somewhere back, Midwest. And then, speaking of Midwest, from Cleveland, I know, Tom Herman, original guitar player for Paruba with Your Street from a solo album. And then Red Horse in Blue by Light, my Tokyo Brothers. Mm. Brother June just got married. Bass man, the youngest man. Congrats. And then finally from Italy, a band called Neo and Unjustified Restrictions. Incredible guitarist, Manlio. Maybe I get to see him in the spring.
For your tour?
Did you see that? In bacho.
What?
In bacho? Lupo. In the mouth of the wolf. It means break a leg, like good luck in Italia. Italiano. Yeah. What's here? Oh, yeah, drum. I got a friend in England named Sam. We got a band called Cuz, but he was part of a 3-drum set gig last week with his buddy Shige in Drum Eyes.
Thank you. I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. I don't read them because they're all junk. And I don't mean to put anybody's job down. I'm talking about they have a job to do, and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up, you know. So in my case, they make it up. So I hear rumors flying around. I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music. When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sick here that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me with the warm. From three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, you know, talking, maids. And I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu, and I met over one day. But all across this town, I was strung out. So I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch. That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody in my relationship with you, my relationship with up on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out of the roots. Thank you very much.
Swat for Pedro show. Yeah, that was Drum Eyes. Remember Sam on the drums, two other cats, and a synth and a guitar, and people all helping Shuge, who lives now in Berlin. Then we heard King Rides By from Cat Power. And yeah, she's making a new album, Sean.
Oh, I love her.
And then I'm Not Strung Out, a rant from Elvis Presley at a gig he did in 1975. And then finally, Cheval Surf by Manflu. And we're at the end of the second hour of the first day of the year for 2012 edition of Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three. January 1st, 2012. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. Start off third hour with a final track from this album from Kira Sakata, Jim O'Rourke with Chico Marachi. And this tune is called Kyoto. And, you know, after the town. And dedicated to when a friend of Mr. Sakata's, they haven't found since the tsunami thing.
No.
So the album's dedicated to them. You know, I haven't played in a while is some stuff from England. A band called Now and Position Normal. So I want to do that right now.
Yeah. Tomorrow used to be another day or so, somebody said. It ain't no more. You're an old fucking foop, it's finally kicking in. And things can only get worse. Dry patches dot your face, your eyebrows grow out weird. Trim them good, bub, or look like some German expressionist kook. There are hairs on your fucking earlobes, back so far you can't see them. Your eyes are so bad. Watch out, take care, or you'll chip another tooth on a bowl of banana flakes. Tea for Tuesday, don't forget, the day to take out the trash. Or is it Thursday? Old friends have had enough of you, and you've had enough of them. And on days like today, you can't wait for the mole to be bones in the boneyard. Be patient, it'll come. And in the meantime, clothing calls.
Yeah.
religiously. You make me shiver. You make me shy.
Started off with Open When I Want by Now, and then Fennoing. I don't know what that is, but that's title of position. Normal song, and after that, something from the new Spielgusher album that comes out in 16 days. Geezerology is the name of that tune. From a poem Richard Meltzer, and then we heard God Save the Whales from his band Vom that he had in the 70s, Greg Turner. After that, we heard On Our Way to Moving on the Way, new from Sagoti, coming out. Or maybe it just did come out. And then finally, Prostitutes by The Brave and the Coward. Thoughts of 2012, do you have any, Talia?
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good year. I'm way more health conscious and more motivated to make more music.
Sorry.
Bless you. And being positive and focusing on living life as best I can, being true to myself. Not being worried about what people think or whether I'm doing things right. Just do it.
Be bold.
Be bold, yes.
Gently.
But yeah. Music.
Whoa! Thank you.
From Pedro Show, our last music for this edition. Started from a band from the heel part of Italy, Lecce. Just don't tell you here. And they're called Alter Yinga Lepers. And we heard Pasta Col Formaggio.
Hmm.
You know Formaggio.
Cheese.
And queso.
Mm-hmm.
That one's different.
Mm-hmm.
That was more,
it's more French.
Fromage, yeah. Okay. Then we heard Deadly Thread Forks, I'm Afraid Not, by Agnes Steck. And they're from Texas. Austin, I think. And then finally, Soba Noodle Western, by Cutmaster Kurt.
Hmm.
He's from here.
Mm-hmm.
SoCal. Right? He used to be with the... who are those cats?
Oh... I know the band, I just can't think of it right now. The LA band.
Yeah, it starts with the O.
Ozomatli.
Ozomatli. Yeah. Charlie Tuna, too,
yeah,
was a rapper
yeah.
for them, and he lived in Pedro a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, told me. Cool people.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, yeah, because today's the first day, and I asked you about, you know,
resolution.
What you're hoping for. We didn't talk anything about 2011. What was 2011 like for you, you know, briefly?
It was a time of healing. And after that car accident, I've been in a lot of pain. So 2011 was all about getting better and moving
less
past
hurt.
The pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I finally passed. Well, I'm not completely past the pain, but I'm functioning in a much higher level now. I don't think about it as much. I'm more involved in life rather than being in pain.
Dominating your whole sensibility, your awareness.
Yeah, it brought me down.
Yeah. I spent the whole 2011 not in pain, but weak.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when that hurt came
mm-hmm.
up. And.
But boy, you got a lot done this year, or last year.
Yeah. Three big tours. And... start labeling. Mm-hmm. First two releases, Dose and Missing Man. Yeah. It was a trippy year for me.
How could you say
it? I'm looking for forward to 2012.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be even better.
Because, I'm already getting this knee stronger. What did you ask?
Well, I was going to say, how could you say you were weak when you got so much done?
Because I was on crutches and then hobbling around, wearing brace.
Yeah.
Physically.
Yeah.
Because of this knee. But luckily, not in pain.
Yeah.
There's a difference between weakness and pain.
There is.
Pain just... I know because, I've been hurt and everybody's been hurt. And I had knee surgeries in my 20s and I remember it just clouds your whole awareness. Mm-hmm. Your whole consciousness has got this thing weighing in, fuck, like stomping on you like 800-pound gorilla. It just is relentless.
Mm-hmm.
So... I empathize with you big time about that, and I feel pretty lucky for my hurt. At least I didn't have the pain thing. It's really frustrating with the weakness and all this, but nothing compared to that, because I could still use my hands and, did a lot of music stuff. And I've got a lot planned for this year. I've got the whole year almost planned out. I have to, because I got so much stuff stacked up.
How many tours are you doing this year?
Probably three, but it's just it's more than just tours. It's making albums and
releasing,
recording on people's stuff. Yeah, releases. My my book of pictures comes out.
Oh, I can't wait!
You know,
for that. Coffee
other
table
stuff
book?
Too. I don't know about what kind of table book, but it's a book of the pictures that were in that show up in Santa Monica,
mm-hmm.
and. Yeah, and I guess I got to make time for this lullaby that you made.
No pressure on that.
No. That's all right.
We're just honored to have you join us.
God, I just did something this week you wouldn't believe. The stuff collaborating with people, but it helps me. It's never a burden. Sometimes feels like a little busy, but that's okay. Better than not busy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for letting me come over.
Thank you for coming over.
And doing the show here and starting off the year with a lot from Pedro show. Thank you, Talia.
Thank you, Lot. Okay. Happy New Year.
Everybody, it's been the January 1st, 2012 edition of the Lot from Pedro show. Everybody have a great year coming up, and I hope best luck for everyone, most fortune, best, and of course keep your powder dry.